All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger just walked in here, and the mood has lifted.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here.
Always get in a good mood when I see you coming.
And I'm very excited because I don't have to drive to an airport.
Yeah, you don't have to deal. I hate dealing with airports.
All I got to do is just get over to Carter Finley.
Yeah, I think
tomorrow.
I think you all have a good time over there with the Wolfpack fans.
Oh, no, I mean, it's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's just trouble getting out of there.
Yeah.
Because you get rerouted from the parking lot over to.
Yeah.
But yeah. It beats the heck out of standing in the lines in airport and going through
no
security
kidding.
And all that junk.
You know, one thing that Rick Steinbacher said recently really struck home with me.
Yep.
And I'm thinking of this because I'm thinking of Carter Finley Stadium, and they have all these great ability to tailgate there.
Sure.
You know, because they got all those parking spaces and everything. You're out in the field and plenty of wide open spaces. Rick said one of the best things about football in Keenan Stadium is that the stadium is right in the middle of the Carolina campus.
Yeah. Oh, there's
one
no
of the,
question.
One of the worst things about football in Keenan Stadium is that it's right in the middle of the Carolina campus.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's really hard to tailgate. They've made some special provisions this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, I don't know why I just thought
I'd rather go with the picturesque instead of a big, open, dirty, dusty field.
Me too, yeah.
But just me personally.
But you're going over there tomorrow for a football game.
But the Heels are going up.
To Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Old Dominion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Playing up there. So today I thought we'd do a UNC football question.
All right. That's a novel idea.
I think it was apropos. Not to be confused with Edgar Allan Poe.
No. Sayeth the Raven.
Yeah. Nevermore.
We're not playing the Baltimore Ravens.
No, that would be ugly.
Yeah.
All right, Carolina has had some fantastic running backs in its long history.
Oh, no question.
Oh, my goodness. It used to be particularly known as Tailback U.
Yeah, that's right.
Name the running back who holds the Carolina record for most yards per carry in a single season. Name the running back who holds the Carolina record for most yards per carry in a single season.
Okay.
And it ain't even close.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer to the question. You can win a $10 gift certificate from
Cruisers, where you are.
Good to go.
Exactly.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years. Right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
You want to know the Carolina running back, and we've had some great ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, start thinking Lawrence Taylor.
Amos
Kelvin
Lawrence.
Kelvin Bryant, Amos Lawrence.
Yeah. Don McCauley.
Oh, gosh.
A whole bunch
on,
of them.
On and on.
But the guy,
Kelvin Bryant.
The guy who holds this record that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Most yards per carry in a single season.
Yep.
Charlie Choo-Choo Justice.
I find that absolutely incredible. 1946.
Yeah.
You're talking about players are faster, bigger, speedier.
Yeah.
The incredible innovations in game and training. And
that record has stood the test of time.
He ran the ball in his freshman season.
Yeah.
131 times, gained 943 yards. Folks, you get 4 yards a pop when you carry the ball.
That's good.
Dog.
You know, that's like batting 300 in Major League Baseball.
That's a first down every three plays.
Yeah.
You move the chains.
Yeah.
Move the chains.
Exactly.
Charlie Choo Choo Justice averaged 7.2 yards a carry. That's sick.
It's incredible. Just giving the ball every time.
Holy smoke.
Right down the field. Yeah, he was amazing, wasn't he?
He still holds the record also. Still. For most yards gained in his first in the first game of a season as a freshman.
And how much was
1946.
That?
1946. I think it was 103, 104, but he cracked 100.
Wow. You know, his playing career was so long ago, it's before almost everybody did not get a chance to see him play. And so you tend to forget about that when somebody asks you a trivia question.
Football was king at that particular time.
Yeah.
Basketball was just another one of the sports being played at Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think of everybody who walks by the Charlie Justice Memorial there, which is beautifully done at the Fieldhouse, and they, you know, they're vaguely aware.
Yeah.
Open up the record book.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then you start understanding why there's a statue about that man, that player, 70 years after the fact.
Yeah, more than 70. It's
Holy
amazing.
Holy smoke.
It really is. Well.
Choo-choo.
He was something else.
Yes, he was. All the way choo-choo.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, thank you, Freddie.
Good luck, Heels, and everybody have a great weekend.